We had a bombshell more than a week ago from Collide Health about new leadership changes, and you and I were both at that news conference where James Caskey was pretty much ordered by the board to resign.
Yeah, and a lot of people who've covered this sector say they really didn't see that coming. Caskey, of course, has played a major role in this whole new collaborative effort in our health services delivery. Great Lakes Health, it was a state-ordered entity that was set up several years ago. It's a governing organization for Kaleida and ECMC. And, you know, it really was a bombshell because when you think about it, I mean, Kaleida is the largest private employer in Western New York. We're talking about 10,000 employees. Several hospitals, a number of other facilities. They served over 50,000 inpatients last year. So this is a gigantic entity. And when you have an ouster of someone like James Caskey, it certainly creates a lot of waves.
And it seemed as much as all of us tried to probe around the question of the why was he being let go? It was just based on really clearly a leadership issue, and that's what the Kaleida board chairman John Comell said.
Yeah, it was very murky. There really weren't a lot of details. You know, they were basically talking in generalities, and you'll hear Comell, the board, talking about that.
This isn't a reaction to financial results and outcomes. This is a function of the cumulative body of work over a period of time, and more importantly, our expectations as we look forward as an organization.
But yet we've heard that there are financial problems and things weren't going as well for Kaleida in that realm.
Well, as the Buffalo News described it, the profits at best have been razor thin. And this is an amazingly competitive time for the healthcare industry. I mean, think about it. The average person knows these urgent care centers are sprouting up. Inpatient numbers are down. You have the Affordable Care Act, which creates all kinds of new twists and turns, cuts in Medicaid, cuts in Medicare. You've got a lot of fiscal pressures, and, you know, the head of a major health organization is probably going to face a lot of pressure.
Now, ironically, you had spoken in one of your In Focus interviews to the head of Blue Cross, Dave Anderson, and you said you had talked to him before he was supposed to meet with Caskey.
Yeah, we sat down with Anderson, who is a relatively new CEO over at Blue Cross, and he was saying to me right before our interview in January, he said, oh, yeah, I'm going to be going over to Kaleida and talking with Jim Caskey about some long-term issues. And we were sitting down with Anderson to talk about, you know, how has the Affordable Care Act, Obamacare, if you will, how has that affected insurers that have long had a major hold in markets like Western New York. And this is what Anderson said about that whole competition aspect.
Any market like ours welcomes competition. I think that in the end, it is good for all of us and makes us better companies. The competition has really only existed on the exchange for the new entrants. And as I said, it's a little early to tell quite what impact that's going to be. But we have seen actually an increase in our enrollment through the exchanges.
And that increase at that point was described as being about an increase of about 2,100 enrollees. And that was back in January.
Jody LeMayo from ECMC will be taking over Kaleida in an interim basis. They also talked about the fact that they didn't have a particular search plan for a new CEO mapped out just yet, that they were going to analyze that.
Yeah, that's an interesting twist in and of itself, because they came out and basically said there is no search at this point. And that led a lot of us to think that this might be a sign that there's going to be a dramatic change in the management model. For example, will there be, you know, at some point, one permanent CEO running Kaleida and ECMC? And Jody LeMayo certainly has, he's had a lot of track record in this whole new collaborative effort. I sat down with LeMayo about a year ago to talk about that. He's viewed by many people as, quote, a bridge builder. And, you know, that's what John Comell and Robert Gioia, who's also with the, he has the Great Lakes Health, he's chair of that entity. They were talking about how they needed the right person to move forward with further collaboration. Of course, the whole collaborative issue is being driven by the need to control costs. David Anderson said, he said, you know, the model we have now where, you know, health costs continue to increase higher than the rate of inflation every year is not sustainable.
The other issue, of course, is the Kaleida workforce. There were some indications the word downsize was used at that news conference.
Absolutely. And John Comell said, he said something like, as we redesign our business model, there's going to be an impact on personnel. And, you know, that stands to reason because personnel, like many businesses, personnel makes up at least 65% of Kaleida's costs and probably closer to two-thirds.
Well, it will certainly be interesting to watch this as it moves forward in this year. Brian, thank you so much.
Thank you.